Hello and welcome to Strungecast, episode 49.
Broken nails and stranger things.
And we do really mean stranger things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not stranger things.
No, not at all. Oh boy, I'll have to edit that by hand in the subtitles because I know it's going to screw that up.
Probably.
Anyway, I won't ask you how your week is, actually. We'll go to the quiz because you can tell us about that afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So last week's quiz question.
Yes.
What song is sung more than any other in the world?
Well, next week I can sing it to you, but for now, happy birthday.
Yeah, that is correct. A few people did get it correct, so well done.
Yeah, they did.
If you did. And the question for this week is, globophobia is a fear of what? And it's multiple choice. So this is globophobia.
Ooh.
Is it a fear of footballs, traveling, or balloons?
That's a really
good one. It's either globophobia or globophobia. Depends on how you would pronounce it.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So there you go. Have a think.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Right. So now you can actually tell us how your week was.
How the week was.
It's been busy, hasn't it?
It has. And that's why we have basically made that our focus for this episode, I guess.
Yes.
Just to talk about our week because it's been busy and we haven't really had a chance to formulate a different episode.
No. We have plans.
Lots of plans, but lots of them involve me doing research and...
You've barely had time to breathe.
Time is not a thing this week. So we have not. But, so I went to the theatre with Jake and my sister to see the Stranger Things play that they've put on, which, if you don't know, I feel like most people do. If you haven't heard of Stranger Things, then maybe don't ever visit Netflix or TV.
Yeah.
It is a TV series on Netflix. And I didn't realize, actually, that the theatre show that they've put on isn't like a sort of replica, I guess, of the actual TV show, but it's like a prequel. That's the right word. Yeah. So it has some of the characters, only a couple, because it's like 20, 30 years earlier.
Yeah.
So, you know, only a few of them are going to be around, and sort of leads into the potential beginnings of some of the things that happen in Stranger Things. And it was honestly, I think, one of the best shows. We know that I love theatre because we've talked about that before. And we did try and make it so that you could come, for there was an audio described performance later in September, but the way that you had to book it was so ridiculous and difficult. We couldn't make it work. But actually in hindsight, I think you would have enjoyed it, but there was quite a lot of visual things at times, like projection onto a special screen on the stage. And it was very, very loud.
Yeah.
And I think you would have...
Loud on the Inside Number 9 one. Cause...
Much louder.
Yeah.
For more prolonged periods of time. Because the Inside Number 9, when we saw it was like a jump scare loud, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
But this was just very loud a lot. And I think that would have been really difficult. And I think for you to listen to what was being described...
Over the noise.
And then also trying to understand when there was dialogue, I think it would have been quite overwhelming. And I'm not sure that you would have got a sense of everything that was happening.
And it sounds like you need a lot of that to appreciate the show.
Yeah, I think so. I think there was just a lot. It was incredible, though. Really, really clever. And because my sister had been to see it before, she had said, make sure that you book us tickets for the stalls, which we did, which you almost feel like you're more immersed in it,
yeah,
because things sort of fall down, not like big things, but, you know, sprinkle down on you, like bits of paper, nothing horrible. Some of the characters or sort of sideline characters come out into the audience. Again, not like interacting with people as such, but just sort of walking around and doing things.
It's pretty cool though.
And yeah, it was really, really good. Very clever. So very
clever
special effects.
So who went with you? You didn't say it.
Who went?
Yeah.
Oh, my sister and Charlotte, who listens, and Jake. We did not take Alice because Charlotte had said it's very, very loud and Alice struggles. Like, she loves things. And she's watched all of Stranger Things and she's watched other scarier things, I would say. But it's very different when you are like in a cinema or a theater and it's right there.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah. And it's not necessarily that it's scary. She doesn't, it's not like she doesn't get scared as such. It's just she finds it a bit, the noise and everything, I think, is a bit much for her. So
it can be,
Yeah. So I think it's probably a good thing that she didn't come. But we have another theatre trip next week, which she is coming to. So she doesn't feel like she misses out too much.
Well, that's good.
And when she's, if they're still doing it, in years to come, I don't know. Then maybe we'll take her when she's a bit older.
So where did you see it? For those in the UK that might want to go and see this.
It's the Phoenix Theatre, which is on Tottenham Court Road.
Right.
Really nice little theatre. I don't know if I've... can't remember if I've been there before.
How long is it actually running for, do you know?
I have no idea, I'm afraid.
But it's at least going into September because of the...
Yeah. It's definitely going into September and I can't imagine it's going to stop anytime soon. I mean, they got standing ovation. Like everybody absolutely loved it. And I think it's had really good reviews. And it is definitely something, because obviously, like I said, my sister has seen it twice and, you know, said I would see it again. And I agree with her. I would see it again. It is a show that I think, because there is so much going on.
I really liked the Netflix show and I would encourage you to watch it if you are a fan of the sort of horror genre and the bit of the...
Well, it's kind of like slightly sci-fi in a way, isn't it?
You sci-fi, know, horror, a bit
monstery
strange.
Things maybe.
It's good.
Yeah, it's really good. There is a lot, like a lot of sort of twists, not twists as such, but a lot of things that come into it, I guess.
Yeah. The music is good. The stuff is good. The audio description on Netflix is very good.
Really good.
And it's consistent. It's done by one person and one person only, and that's really good. A lot of times you find with a series, that if there are multiple series of a series, and you know what I mean, or seasons of a series, or however you want to put it, that they break things in between. Mm. And that kind of just can throw you, especially if you're watching like back to back.
Yeah.
But they kept the same person, and that's really good.
Yeah.
I don't know where else it's on in the country, do you? Because I hope that others...
I don't think it's currently anywhere else. What they tend to do is, with these big shows, is start off in London and run it until it's kind of run its course, I guess, and then they'll take it travelling.
Yeah.
So maybe in time it will go elsewhere. I'm not sure, to be honest.
I imagine something that big would also hit the US at some points as well. Maybe with a different cast, but I should think so.
Yeah. I mean, I hope so, because it's really good. Really, really good. The actor who played one of the main characters, the main male character, I guess, just phenomenal. Like, the way he moved his body and the emotion, like, everything. He was so, so good.
Proper acting.
Yeah. Really, really good. Well, definitely.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, we enjoyed that.
All right, then.
Yeah.
What comes next?
Well, I mean, look, we've had a really busy week. There's been lots going on. But the main next big thing, I guess, is revolving around Penny. Penny is our little dog. And we were in the park yesterday and she broke one of her claws, which is not the first time. She did this last year. She broke a claw and it was all very dramatic. There was a lot of blood and issues and it got infected last year. And since then, she's been incredibly traumatized by anybody coming near her feet. But she was all healed. It was all fine. No problems at all. And then yesterday she did it again, but this time a little claw was sticking out to the side, which is really sad. So I had to rush her up to the vets, carrying all 8 kilos off her. And yeah, it was all very dramatic because, again, she hates anybody touching her claws. So I had texted Jake and said, please, can you come and meet me at the vets now to help me carry her home because I can't carry her back again. And he came and it took 4 of us to try and pin this little dog down. She is not much bigger than a cat, really. She's just heavier. But she was just so beside herself with stress. She was panting and she was crying, just for them to, you know, just examine it and see. It was horrible, poor thing. So
it's no fun.
It's no fun, you know, but she doesn't understand. They're just trying to help, but it hurts her so much. So hopefully it will just take time and heal itself. But for now, she has to wear a little protective boot on it, which luckily, I guess, we had from last time she did it.
Yeah.
So she's feeling very sorry for herself. She sort of hobbles around with it. Although she did manage, I took her out for a walk today before we recorded, and she did manage a good 45-minute walk hobbling around. So, you know, she's okay. But she was very sad yesterday.
Well, they have 4 legs for a reason.
They do have 4. And she can walk on it. The boot is just to protect it and to stop her from licking at it. That's the thing. And then we go back to the vet tomorrow to check that hopefully it's attached enough to sort itself out. Otherwise, next week she'll have to go and have it removed, which will not be fun.
Indeed.
But yeah, so that was all a bit of a crazy day yesterday. Very luckily and thankfully, Jake came and helped.
He was already out.
He was already out. So when I messaged him, I was like, Jake, please come. And he did. And then, yeah, he carried her home. And then she spent the rest of the day just looking very sad and miserable. So yeah, the poor thing.
Sadness.
Yeah, she's very sad. And she sits
there.
She did
not.
Holding it. Hmm?
She did not play with the ball.
She does not yet. The ball, her absolute favourite thing in the world. She's not really that bothered about toys. Ball, best thing ever. She will play all day throwing that ball. But when she has the boot on, and because it obviously hurts when she runs, she will not play with the ball at all. So that's how we know she's really, really miserable.
It's like a kid that likes sweets when he's ill or when they're ill.
Yeah.
They don't eat anything.
No. She has eaten, though, thankfully. She is eating. And she's got some medicine. No, it's the equivalent. No. I know. But thankfully, she does eat. And she did get some chicken yesterday. And the kids gave her a chicken nugget.
Wow.
Well, we felt like she needed something, you know.
Because I remember being ill. And at the time, my stepdad and his brother and their mum used to run a sweet shop up in Shepherd's Bush.
Oh, wow.
And they would bring me a huge tub of sweets, right? Sometimes, not all the time.
Yeah.
And to make me feel better, they bought me such a huge tub of sweets. And I was ill enough that they took me out of school because I was at day school then. I wasn't at boarding school.
Mm.
And I was in bed shivering. My mum actually came to get me in a cab.
Aww.
Had a blanket over me on the back seat. I remember this. It was weird. But I was apparently getting... I took the bus to school as normal. And at some point, I don't know if I said something. I don't remember that. Or if they just called her or whatever. So she came up to get me and we drove back. Cab driver had the heater on full blast. I remember that.
Aww.
And I was shivering. And I was lying in bed, middle of the day when everyone else was at school. And they brought me this huge tub in. It's like, feel the weight of that. And I couldn't eat any of it.
You didn't want to eat them. Aww.
It's weird, the things you remember. But yeah, that sticks in my mind, actually.
Because your little head was probably like, I want to eat the sweets, but I can't.
Exactly. And I couldn't. And it was all the stuff I loved, all the fizzy and the sour things.
Yeah.
Love all that. I think that's where I got my love of such things, actually. Because as you know, I don't really do sweets.
You've passed that on to the kids though, because they love sour sweets. I don't particularly, but they love those kind of things.
Yeah.
So they obviously get that from you.
It is too, yeah. Because I hadn't had them for years actually. I just started
Yeah, because you'd never really spoken about sweets or anything, really.
No.
So it's only kind of recently that I realised how much you liked them, and now I occasionally buy you a few.
It's because I forgot, I think.
Yeah, I think you did. Well, it's like with the ice cream.
Oh, man.
You didn't like, you've always said you're not that bothered about ice cream. You would never particularly choose ice cream over anything. And then the other day,
you asked me
what would be my favourite food. And since, well, partly becoming a vegetarian, my favourite food always used to be steak. Really good steak with thin, skinny chips.
I even took you to a very expensive steak restaurant.
We did, years ago. And that was amazing.
It was fantastic. I said I'll take
nice
Jake
meal.
There, you know?
Yeah, the only thing I didn't like about that restaurant, though, is that the tables were close together. I don't like restaurants where you are sat inches away from other people.
No.
Because I just feel like you can't be yourself. You can't have proper conversations. No. And, you know, we've talked about this before, but when we go out for meals, I feel like people do look at you. You specifically, I mean. I don't mean like in general. Because they're like, oh, it's a blind person eating. How does he do that? And I get it's curiosity, but it's also really bloody rude when someone's just trying to enjoy their food.
Yeah.
So this restaurant, it's a French restaurant.
Yeah.
And it was like a kind of all you can eat, but of
steak.
Very specific things. So you had, there was a salad to start off with, which you didn't have, but I did. And it was really nice. Then they had the steak and the chips, and it was, they would just keep bringing you more until you basically said stop. And then the pudding was that lemon tart, I think,
or
tarte au citron, which is what they call it but it's basically lemon tart. And I remember it, and I just was expecting like it to be this nice round tart. They brought two on a plate and they barely fit on the plate. And I was thinking, this is just so much food.
Yeah, it was.
And they would just keep bringing you more. But it, that was delicious. That was really nice. Oh, and you could choose your sauce, I think.
You could, yeah.
Yeah.
It was good.
And it was so nice. And we were lucky that our table, there wasn't anybody near us, but they had to move a table for us to get into our table. That's how close it was. Like, we know you can't get in there. So they had to lift the table up and out and then put it back. So we were basically like stuck in this space.
It's like when people park too close to your car. Can you just not?
Yeah. But thankfully no one did come and sit next to us. Because they're basically sharing your meal at that point.
Yeah, basically.
But anyway, back to the ice cream. You had asked me what my favourite food was now, and I said it's really difficult because I don't really feel like I have a favourite meal or food anymore. No. But if I had to choose something, I really love ice cream. And you suggested that I bought my favorite ice cream and that you would try it. And my favorite ice cream is the chocolate from Häagen-Dazs. And so we bought, it's Belgium chocolate. I bought a tub of that. You had some the other day.
Is it gone?
I think there's a small bit left.
Okay.
There is a little bit left.
Fair enough.
It's not that they don't come in the biggest tubs.
Right.
But there is.
We're having more of that, I'm afraid.
I will get some more of it.
Found my love of Häagen-Dazs ice cream, because I used to buy it, another tale from the school days, if you will, in my sixth form year with my friend James Berry. And we would essentially just basically buy out either Tesco or Sainsbury's, whatever was the local, of all the junk food, pretty much. Chicken Kievs, Sunny D, Häagen-Dazs. Gattos, you know, the big Cadbury's family sized ones, right? And of a weekend, we would cook off whatever was going out or whatever we felt like. So often we'd do like, you know, four Kievs between the two of us, and chips. And then we'd either finish Häagen-Dazs together or a gatto and just sit and eat it. And, you know, sometimes we'd have a friend around. My friend Victoria, for example, would come sometimes and, you know, whoever else was around. And it used to be like, because we shared like a unit, if you will. So we had a common room and we'd cook in the kitchen on Saturday evenings. It was great fun.
And not a single sight of a vegetable or...
I don't know what that word means. Truly the crazy days.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I remember necking Sunny D like it was going out of fashion. From a bottle. It was bad boy.
Yeah. But you didn't turn orange.
I didn't turn, no, I didn't.
Like the story goes that that's why they stopped it.
That's funny.
Because somebody drank so much and turned orange.
Luckily, I think the Kiev would, you know, soak it all up, so I was okay.
Fair enough.
And we'd do pies and stuff as well sometimes. That's kind of where I got my love of chicken pie and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy days.
Yeah.
That's how I become an oven man.
Oven man.
Just chuck it in the oven and it works.
Yeah. It usually works. Usually good.
But Haagen-Dazs, yes, that's ice cream. And I found that I don't dislike ice cream as much as I thought I did.
No.
I think I just found a lot of it very boring. Because
you're getting the wrong ice cream.
That's what I'm saying. People give me the plain stuff and I never even thought to do more things.
Yeah.
It's what you know, isn't it? It's what you know. Well, my week hasn't been anywhere near as exciting. I've actually had a very boring week. The most interesting thing that happened was on Sunday, I got a quick message from Alice, who worked at BBC, saying, your article's going out sometime, I think it was. So that is out. And there's an online version of the article, which I can shove in the show notes for anybody who's interested, talking about our hot home in the summer and how not too cold it is in the winter, because actually this place doesn't really get cold.
No, not in comparison to...
Other places. No.
So
that was about it. Honestly, that's the most exciting thing that's happened all week for me. Nottingham Carnival this weekend, and I still miss that. I still miss hanging out the window and listening to the sounds when we used to live in West London.
Yeah.
And that was a very long time ago now, which is weird to think. You know, it's been 13 years.
Yeah. Well, they're already starting to, put out...
It's all the barriers and stuff.
Yeah, the barriers. They sort of... Actually, no, maybe I haven't seen further up the barriers. But they, start to put out the... warning signs of that you won't be able to drive down this road or whatever because it's, part of the carnival route.
Yes.
It is coming.
I will at least see a friend this weekend, Mr. Andy Norell.
You will, yeah.
He comes over once a year to judge the panorama competition, which is when all the steel pan bands who want to participate do it on the Saturday before carnival.
Mm-hmm.
And Nottingham Carnival, for those who don't know, is a two-day event, or two and a half if you count Panorama, and it's the last Sunday and Monday in August.
It is. Yeah. No, I was just thinking about following week, but no, it is, but it's the bank holiday. It always falls on the bank holiday.
Yeah.
Weekend. And so that's how they do it on the Monday.
It takes over a lot of the area, Notting Hill area, that is to say.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to live in the thick of it, didn't we?
We did. We had one of the big sound systems, like meters away from.
And boy, it was your best chance for people watching ever. You got to see some crazy stuff happen, didn't we?
That was really fun. I did enjoy that.
I used to hang mics out the window for people to listen all over the world and just capture the sounds of the stuff going on outside. And I have all of them going back years.
Mm.
And it was like a tradition. We'd get my friends together online from all over the place, US and Sweden and all this. And we'd just listen in and be like, oh man, did you hear that guy just toss a bottle on the floor like an idiot? It was mad. Absolutely mad.
Yeah.
If I miss anything about West London, it's just that. Not being in the thick of it. I didn't necessarily want that, but it was just nice to hear the music for two days.
Because of where we were, it was...
We were above it. We were elevated.
You could look down, which was great.
It was really cool.
But difficult to get out.
Oh, yeah. If you wanted to leave the house that weekend, you probably just shouldn't bother.
Well, we did one time, didn't we?
Yeah.
We went off for a walk in it, and then, trying to get back was so hard.
Nightmare.
And then when we did, there was a guy who was being arrested, sat on the steps that we needed to go up, and then police officers, and we had to explain, but we live here.
Can you please let us in?
And we had to step over the guy because he wouldn't move. And I kind of now feel like maybe the police officer should have made him move, but they didn't. Anyway, whatever. We had to step over to even get back into the flat.
If you knew us, you were allowed to come and use our bathroom.
Yeah, I don't think many people did.
No, my dad did. My brother did.
Other people rent out. Like they, you know, sit or they sell drinks or...
My mum did that outside. Whatever. Her basement.
Yeah, but some people, you know, it's like they charge for people to come in and use that bathroom.
That's right. I was thinking about this, actually. I was thinking about some of the crazy stuff that happened to me during carnivals. Because my mum also lived in a carnival spot, 3 minutes walk down the road from us.
Yeah.
One day we went from our house to mum's during carnival and it took us about 30 minutes.
That was that same day.
It was the same
day. To get home because it was completely solid and nobody was moving.
Yeah. I mean, when you think of traffic jams and people, that's what I think of. It's an unbelievable crowd.
But you couldn't get round people. You're literally having to push your way through to say to people, I'm not trying to get in front of you. I just want to move through.
Yep.
You know.
And the same thing about people like being blocked off from your house happened to me years ago with my mum as well. So we'd go into it sometimes. I was smaller then. So sometimes she'd carry me or whatever. And we came home one day and there was a whole kerfuffle outside the house. I don't remember what it was, but my mum lived in the basement and we couldn't get through the gate to go downstairs. And they were like, you can't go down there. My mum was like, I live here. I can. And you can imagine what she's like.
I can imagine.
She told the police what for, essentially.
Yeah.
Eventually, they let us. And she's like, my son is blind. You will let me in. Simple as. And she got her way, as she often did.
Oh, yeah. Can't stop you from going in your own house.
No. And sometimes, maybe just because of where we lived as well, the sound system on her road, which was different than ours, would pay her to use her electric to run the sound system. So there was this great big, huge, thick electric cable snaking all the way down the corridor.
That must have cost a fortune, though.
It must have done.
I mean, I'm sure that's why they paid her. But
2 days to use electric?
Yeah.
It was absolutely mad.
Gosh, yeah. Imagine, though, that just seems the idea of just having one little plug, plugging in this huge sound system. Just...
It got warm.
Yeah, I can hear
it. Honestly, it was the thickest electric cable I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And it just went to a normal house plug.
Yeah, that's so weird, isn't it?
And I can neither confirm or deny that at some point somebody might have turned it off for 10 seconds just to see if the entire street went quiet.
And did it?
It did.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But, you know, I can neither confirm or deny that this happened or didn't happen, of course.
Absolutely.
There might have been a massive pop from the speakers when it came back on.
Oh,
you know, who's to say? I wasn't there. I don't know. But yeah, carnival, interesting times. And I know that I think one of the first years you were heavily pregnant or something.
The second year that we lived there.
Yeah.
So the first year we went out and looked around. The next year I was pregnant with Jake and like 3 weeks off due to give birth.
Yes.
That was quite scary. Only because I just kept thinking, if I go into labor, we can't get out of here.
Yeah.
Like we're stuck. An ambulance can't get in. We couldn't get out. Thankfully, he stayed put for...
He was enjoying the music.
Another month,
much.
I think, nearly. Yeah. Nearly.
Well, so we had my brother staying with us as help that weekend. He offered to stay with us.
I think he was still living with us then.
Oh, yeah. No, you might be right.
Yeah, he hadn't moved out yet, I think.
But it was good to have him on hand just in case.
Yeah, he was there.
So that was fun.
It was fine.
But yeah. Okay, well, that's it, I think. It's weird us thinking about this. Come September, we will have recorded in every month of the year. I mean, we've still got one more in August to record, but, you know, we're close to our actual meeting ourselves, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And next week's episode 50.
Yeah.
So what do you want us to talk about? Me. You know, there are a lot of people.
You're asking me.
No, not you.
I know. I forget there are people.
What do you matter?
I know. I forget that there's people out there.
Somewhere there are. There are listeners and likers, and there are also lurkers, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Whether you listen and respond or whether you just lurk and enjoy, either way, I'm glad to have you.
I'm a lurker on other podcasts, so I get it.
Yeah, there's loads of them. I lurk on other podcasts as well. Mm-hmm. That's what you do.
Yeah.
But before we finish, you have a story for us, don't you?
Do let me
she gotta find it.
You caught me off guard. No, I have it. So this is a story of a man in Michigan known for his generosity. He made one final jaw-dropping gesture to thank his community by making it rain cash from a helicopter at his own funeral.
Wow.
So this guy is called Daryl Thomas, and he was a beloved car wash owner in East Detroit, and he died of Alzheimer's at 58.
That's so young.
I know. So
yikes.
Really sad. And he was laid to rest on Friday, the 27th of June. And at his funeral, it doesn't actually say, I'd have to try and do some more digging, but he arranged it so that there was a helicopter flying over with just money floating down and wow. covering it.
That is real crazy.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Yeah, definitely.
I hope everybody went home heavy-handed, but light-hearted.
Yeah.
Ah, it's a nice way.
There you go.
Like that story.
That is our strange news.
Of the week.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, next week it will be closer. Well, it'll be on your birthday, unless we record on the Thursday, won't it?
Yeah, I'm not sure we'll record on the day, because we might go do something. So maybe we'll record the day before.
I hope
it will be out for my birthday.
It will. I hope we can go to a Pizza Express.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were going to do that this week, but it's been a bit mad.
It's been...
Because you'd suggested to me that I just want to go out to Pizza Express. So let's do that.
That would be nice.
We're recording on Thursday, so YouTube members, you hear this early. And for everybody else, thanks for listening. And we will catch you next week.
Bye.